Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Revi'i, Shabbat Kodesh, Leseder Woyishlach. Today is Yod Gimal, Bekislev, Kuf Pe Gimal. Lo nitzrechai lekabulenu besimcha, Tnan, there's Mishnan Berachot, Chayav Adam Leberech Ala Ra'a, Kishem Shemerech Ala Tova. Person has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recite a bracha for the difficult things in one's life as he does for the happy things. שנאמר ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. ואמרו בגמרא, the Gemara comments on this Mishnah. מה חייב לברך על הרעה כשם שברך על הטובה? אילה מקשם שברך על הטובה הטוב המטיב, כך מברך על הרעה הטוב המטיב. What do you mean? It's the same ברכה? What do you make when somebody passes away, you make הטוב המטיב? Well, sometimes you will. The Gemara says, by the way, sometimes you will make הטוב המטיב when somebody dies. When's that? Yerusha! The Gemara says, let's say a relative dies, you make both Dayan HaEmet and Atov HaMetiv. Yeah, Tov. That, not just, I know what you were thinking, oh, bad guy, whatever, like somebody like, yeah, go ahead. Dayan HaEmet, for the Tzad. V'atenan al besorot tovot, omen Atov HaMetiv, al besorot ra'ot, omen Baruch Dayan HaEmet. So what does it mean, kishem? What does the Mishnah mean, kishem? Amar aval la nitzrecha ele lekabulenu besimcha. When you make the bracha, not you, when one makes the bracha of Dayan HaEmet for Besorot Ra'ot, it has to be with as much simcha infused into that bracha as if you'd be making Hatov HaEmetiv. Shamata? Me'odi hayiti mitkashe b'divrei HaGemara. I have to read this to you once. There's a tshuva in Yechaveh Da'at Chelek Zayin, the latest edition of Yechaveh Da'at to come out, where there's a correspondence. There's a bunch of correspondence between Maran Zichron Bracha and Chacham Ben Tzion in Chelek Zayin. And they, at the same, during the same tkufa, they had both lost daughters, like at a very young age. Both of them had daughters who died on them. And they were writing letters to each other to be mechazek each other. What a, you get such a perspective of Gdolim when they, it's interesting. Did you know that? They both had daughters who passed away young? מעודי הייתי מתקשה בדברי הגמרא. Says Chacham Ben Tzion, I always had a difficulty understanding פשט in this גמרא. אמנם צריך לברך על הרעה דיין האמת, השם נתן והשם לקח, אבל לברך בשמחה, זה דבר ששכלנו הקטון לא מסוגל לתפוס. What was it? חזל wants us to make a ברכה, ברכת דיין האמת, when you're suffering so much, בשמחה? How's that work? אדם רגיל שפקד אותו אסון כבד חס ושלום, he says, איך יכול לברך על הרעה בשמחה? Most normal people can't do this. To make the bracha period, okay, that I get. But to make the bracha when there's a terrible tragedy, to make the bracha בשמחה, how's a normal person supposed to pull that off? ובעל דעתי לפרש כך, says Chacham Ben Tzion, I think this is the פשט. הנה אנחנו חייבים להשתדל להידמות למעשים של אבות העולם. וכמו שאמרו בתנא דבליהו, רבה. שכל אחד ואחד מישראל חייב לומר מתי הגיעו מעשיי למעשה אבותיי, אברהם יצחק ויעקב. That's the parashiyot that we're in now. Why do we read Sefer Bereshit? For what? Just to read about the history of the Avot? No! We have to constantly strive to reach the level of the Avot HaKadoshim. Oh, I know where he's going with this. Avot HaKadoshim, did they have easy lives? No. And what did they do, Avraham, Yitzchak, ויעקב, and the Imahot HaKadoshot, when they were faced with difficulty? What did they do? Did they shatter? Did they fall apart? Did they go off the derech? Did they begin to question their emunah and bitachon b'akadosh baruch hu? What was the response of the avot v'imahot hakadoshim when faced with tragedy, trials, tribulations? Who was the av who was faced with the most? Yaakov Avinu. One after another, after another, after another, yes? Esav, Lavan, Esav, Dina, Yosef, the brother, whoa, his entire life. Yaakov Avinu, didn't have one moment of rest. Persevered. והנה אברהם אבינו עליו שלום ציווה אותו הקדוש ברוך הוא לעקוד את בנו ולהקריבו עולה. אברהם אבינו was tasked to sacrifice, with sacrificing his son. ותקף ומיד, קם לעשות בזריזות. If God came to you and told you to sacrifice your son, would you consider that a tragedy? your only son born to you after 100 years, you're not having any more children. Yishmael's out of the picture. He's a Rasha. He was at the time. Tragic or not? I think so. Avraham Avinu, Moshe Katuv, Vayeshkem Avraham Baboker. How do we start the tefillah every morning? What's Vayeshkem, says Rashi? In Vayeshkem Ela. Leshon Zrizut. Vayachavosh et Chamuro. Who did it? Himself. He had slaves. He had everything. Mikan, Rashi says, Mikan she'ahavam mekalkelet et Ashura. Avraham Avinu was so madly in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What came first? Avraham Avinu's love of God or love of his son? Yep. If Avraham Avinu loved his son more than God, what would he say? He'd say no. He didn't do that. He got up and he did it b'simcha, b'zrizut. ונראה שהיה רוצה לעשות את מצוותו מתוך אהבה, שאם היה פועל מתוך יראה, if he would have done it but out of fear, לא היה משכים. He wouldn't have woken up so early. Hashem didn't tell him when to go. Could have woken up later, wake up at 10, you know what I'm saying? Make a seudat preda, let everyone, no. First thing in the morning, Avraham Avinu says, we're out of here. Let's make a seuda, the going away party, whatever. לא, לא, לא. Hashem said, we're out of here. כדאי לו במה שבדעתו ללכת ולעקוד. והיא מוסיף להקדים זמורה, זמורה על אהבת השם גדולה מאוד. יראת השם is what? Going to do it. אהבת השם is waking up earlier than necessary to do it. שאפילו בנו יחידו, שניתן לו לעת זקנתו, ואוהבו מאוד, אתה משכים בבוקר ללכת להקריבו עולה בעבור שזה רצון השם. Early rising is not a sign of yirah. Early rising is a sign of ahava. והנה הדבר פשוט, תקשיב, שכל המקיים מצווה מאהבה, עושה זאת בשמחה. ואם כן, כאשר הסירו חזל על כל איש ישראל שהשתדל, שהגיעו מעשה ולמעשה אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, הכוונה להכרה באהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהתעורר לקיים את המצווה מתוך מחשבה והתבוננות. Fulfill מצוות like the avot did. How did they do it? Analytically, lovingly, joyfully. ולשמוח בכך שזוכה להיות עבדו של מלך מלכי המלכים ולשרתו, ונמצא שהשמחה בעשיית המצוות נובעת מהמחשבה על כך שזוכה כעת לעשות את רצון השם. והנה רבותינו דרשו את הפסוק שנאמר במיטת אהרון, במיטת בני אהרון. הוא אשר דיבר אדוני לאמור. בקרובה יקדש, ועל פני כל העם מכבד, שכאשר הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה דין בצדיקים, מתיירה ומתעלה ומתקלס. Rashi quotes the midrash that says that when הקדוש ברוך הוא meets out judgment against the צדיקים, his name is exalted. How does that happen? What? When צדיקים die, it's a kiddush Hashem? How do you ever understand that, Rashi? What does that mean? וכן הוא אומר, נורא אלוהים ממקדשיך, אל תקרא ממקדשיך, אלא ממקודשיך. Which means what, רבותיי? People look and they say, whoa, צדיקים, if they can die, and הקדוש ברוך הוא meets out judgment against the צדיקים, can you imagine what's going to happen to the רשעים? Whoa. And as a result, what happens? Hashem is feared. Hashem is exalted. Hashem is revered. ועל פי זה מובן מאמר רבותינו שעל בשורות רעות אומר ברוך דני האמת. והכוונה שיש לברך זאת בשמחה, וכתב על כך מרן השולחן ערוך. Listen to the words of מרן, in סימן רש כב ב', הבאת איזו ברכה. חייב אדם לברך על הרעה בדעת שלמה ובנפש חפצה. When you make a ברכה for bad news, for bad tidings, you have to do so with full consciousness and with a willing soul. כדרך שמברך בשמחה על הטובה. When you make ברכת שהחיינו on a new garment, on the birth of a child, on a new יום טוב, when you make ברכת when you get married, you make ברכת שהחיינו. Anytime you make ברכת שהחיינו, how's your conscience? What are you feeling? Big stuff, נכון? כי הרעה לעובדי השם היא שמחתם וטובתם. Even the bad that Hashem sends to the to the people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our greatest sense of joy. What? Hashem took a relative bar minan, and that's my greatest sense of joy? Yes, you know why? Why is that? Because Hashem chose me to serve Him. He chose me as a vehicle for the Kiddush Hashem that ensues. Why? Kivan shemekabel me'ahava ma shegazar alav Hashem. I'm a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem. When I accept the evil, the bad that Hashem sends to me, although there's no such thing as bad from Shamayim. Pasuk in Echa. We perceive them as bad. But when I'm mekabel be'ahava uv'simcha, that creates a Kiddush Hashem. Nimtza shebekabalat ra'a zo hu oved et Hashem. To accept it is avodat Hashem, shi simcha lo, which is the greatest sense of joy. And memela, make birkat dayana emet with joy. There's a famous story with the Aderet, Hagaon Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinovich Teomim. He was Av Bedin Yerushalayim HaKodesh. First he was in the Mir, and then Yerushalayim. He also had a daughter that passed away at a very young age. The entire Yerushalayim came to the Levaya. They gathered at the Levaya. And the Rav of the city loses a child, Bar Minan, at a young age. Come to show your respect. And the Levaya was called for whatever time, 10, 11, whatever. And people were gathered. And the Aderet, the Rav, didn't come. He didn't arrive. And the Talmidim came to his office just to see if everything was okay. They kept on knocking. He says, I need a few more minutes. Everybody's waiting there. And it's taking time. Nobody knows what's going on. The Talmidim keep knocking. Rebbe, is everything okay? He says, I need a few more minutes. An hour and a half later, he comes out. Comes out to the Levaya and proceeds, they bury or whatever. At the Shiva, they tell me, the Master Rebbe, what took so long? It seems like you weren't running late, you were ready. So why did you delay the Levaya by an hour and a half? So he says, he quoted this Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, it's halacha. When you make Birkat Dayan HaEmet, you have to do it b'simcha. She was my daughter, I loved her, she was my youngest. And I couldn't bring myself to that at that point. It's hard for me, I'm a human being. So I kept on working, and the Levaya couldn't start until I could be Mekayim this halacha. So he says, I was busy thinking about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and how much we love Him, and Ahavat Hashem, and everything that He does is for the good. And it took me an hour and a half to finally be at peace and besimcha with it, so I can make the bracha of Dayan HaEmet besimcha, and he delayed the whole Levaya because of that. Not just, okay, we'll do it maybe next. No, it's halacha. To realize and appreciate the goodness and the simcha of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with love. Yom Tov. Evanta?